Hello, and welcome to this week's look at action and stunts on film and television. The biblical epic was, at one time, in the hands of a select group of directors. The project so big that only one of three or four directors could handle the incredible workload set aside for a movie of this magnitude. Whoever was to direct must also be aware of what had gone before. In 1907, a 15-minute short and a 1927 epic, which became the most expensive movie of the silent era, coming in at $3.9 million. William Wyler was the man chosen to direct the 1959 movie, and it's safe to say that at the time of his death in 1981, was considered by his peers as second only to John Ford as a master craftsman of cinema. His second unit director and action arranger for the chariot race was Yakima Canutt, in many people's eyes the very best stuntman the world had ever seen. 2 years before filming in 1957, Yakima brought 72 horses from Yugoslavia and Sicily and gave them to horsemaster Glenn Randall to put them through their paces and see which of them was best suited to pull the quadriga, the Roman chariot pulled by the team of four horses in the race. Testing commenced with 18 chariots that weighed 400 kilograms each, being tested by stuntmen who performed over 100 laps each. The chariot race was considered so dangerous that a 20-bed infirmary staffed by doctors and nurses was built next to the set, just in case. Charlton Heston and Stephen Boyd were given intensive training on how to handle the team of horses. Charlton Heston was a fine horseman and took 3 hours of training a day to keep him up to speed. Boyd wasn't a horseman at all and hadn't been around a horse for many years, so he needed 4 hours a day just to get used to being around the horses before additional driving and steering detail was thrown at him. These two would be the only actors in the race. All the other competitors were stuntmen, especially selected by Canutt for their horsemanship. Canutt shot the chariot race twice, firstly with all the stuntmen, and then again with the two actors, allowing their close-ups to be edited in. 1,500 extras were used for the crowd, and a number of dummies were placed around the track to simulate soldiers being run over by the horses.
This is a tale of the supernatural.
The Tapes, a podcast of the uncanny.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Join me, host Christopher Goldie, and guests as we discuss the best in unsettling television and film.
Who is this? Who is coming?
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search for at The Tapes Pod, part of the Pod Dojo Network.
In 2016, the Ben-Hur story got another telling, but this time with new technology. The physicality was still there. The horses were selected and trained by Steve Dent, who was the horsemaster and coordinator, and the actors, who included the lead Jack Houston, the grandson of director John Houston, all refused to be doubled for the chariot sequence. The race was planned in several iterations, in storyboards and previs. In order to recreate the sequence, producers and horse race experts created a 1,000-foot track with a 250-foot long and 50-foot wide course. 86 horses were provided for the film and were trained for months in order for them to pull the chariots at speed of up to 40 miles an hour. Many of the stunts were done practically without the aid of CGI, but the options were there if the director wanted additional options on certain shots. One of the differences between this film and the 1959 classic was the use of blind drivers. Crouched in front of the two leading actors in their chariots, they were able to steer the team of horses whilst the actors held dummy reins for their close-ups. Some of the practical stunts created included chariots with small cannons built into them, At a designated point, they can be fired and tipped over at speed. Some of the actors had to be dragged in the film. Being dragged behind anything at speed is never easy, but here, the actor is wearing a harness with various pick points. These are hooks where wires can be attached. These wires support the actor and make his positioning behind the vehicle that bit more controllable. A great deal of camera work was inspired by motor racing techniques. The cameras used inside the cockpit of racing cars for NASCAR, or those used as jockey cams in horse racing. Also, the GoPro was so well used in this sequence. Just incredible to think how camera technology has come on. Incidentally, box office returns for both films were poles apart. In 1959, Ben-Hur was made for $15.9 million and returned nearly $150 million, a win-win, without shadow of a doubt. In 2016, Ben-Hur was made for $100 million, and yet the box office returns barely cleared $94. Great action, but not popular. Well, that's it for now. More on Friday, when we deep dive into both pictures on the YouTube channel. Until then, it's bye for now.